Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Holy See's Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, said that the accusations that Pope Pius XII collaborated with Nazi Germany are unfounded. He said that independent historical research has proven that Pope Pius and those around him sought to help all those in need during the war. The Cardinal was speaking Wednesday in Rome's City Hall at the launch of historian Martin Gilbert's book on the Holocaust's unknown heroes. The International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust is marked this Saturday. Pope Benedict is marking the conclusion of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity Thursday by traveling to the Rome Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls to celebrate Vespers. We spoke to the abbot, Edmund Power.
I don't know quite how it all began, but many years ago, at least under Paul VI, if not before, the Basilica became a place associated with the work of ecumenism, and in particular associated with this Week of Prayer for Christian Unity in January, which always culminates, the last day is always the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. And for a number of years, we've had activities each day during this week leading up to the Pope's visit on the 25th of January.
And finally, at the end of Wednesday's weekly general audience, Pope Benedict received honorary citizenship from the town of Tietmonic. A delegation from the town met with the Holy Father and gave him a copy of the icon contained in the sanctuary of St. Mary of Penlach, which is near the town. The Ratzinger family lived in the town from 1929 until 1932. The Holy Father says he's very fond of the place, calling it a land of dreams.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.